the handle of his sword and looked around the room, as if he were in a hurry to go somewhere else. When his hard eyes fell on me, I began to shake inside, but I knew I must at least pretend to be brave. I held my head high and could feel my pearl earrings brush my neck as I turned to face him. As princess, I will never bow or curtsy to a barbarian, though Neva at my side did so. Puzo stood behind me. I could hear his breathing and a clink as one of his bracelets touched his own sword, ready to defend me. "Well then," Pompey shouted, clapping his hands over his head. Dancing girls appeared. They wore billowy silk, and on the ends of their fingers were tiny brass cymbals. The dancers swayed to the music of tambourines and African drums. In between the tables, a family of pygmies did somersaults. They wore brightly colored harnesses with bells. I felt in my heart that everything was too loud and wild. To continue. As our meal began, Pompey walked over to our table, smiling broadly. When Father stood to greet him, Pompey clasped both his arms and began speaking rapidly.